A rich reward. During the reign of one of the tyrant Roman emperors, a youth of noble birth was ruthlessly consigned to the dungeon. For years, the heavy iron chains of felon bound his ankles and his wrists. Day by day, he lay in the dark and loathsome prison at the emperor's pleasure, suffering there not for a crime, but for speaking the truth, and for faithfully exposing the crimes of those who were now in high places. His once bright countenance was worn, and his hair had now grown grey with suffering. But the righteous will not always suffer thus. The day must come when the sufferer for truth and righteousness will be rewarded. And such a time came for this man in his lifetime. The cruel emperor died, and his successor now sat upon the imperial throne. Hardly had that new emperor been raised to wear the purple and the crown, than he visited the dungeon to have the prisoners released. Worn and weak with suffering, still in his heavy chains, the prisoner was brought before the throne. His chains were struck off. He was clothed in purple, and instead of the narrow cell and gloomy prison, he was raised to royal rank and honour. A pair of scales were brought forth, and the iron chains that he had worn were heaped upon the scale, one after another. Then they carefully put to the balance, at the emperor's word. Gold was piled on the other scale, and for every pound of iron worn in the dungeon, he now received a pound of gold. Do you think that he would wish now that his fetters had been lighter? No. And so it shall be with all who suffer for Christ and his truth down here. If we suffer, we shall also reign. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12. Persecutions and abuse borne for his name and righteousness' sake will have a full return in the day when the Lord shall reward his servants. Our light affliction here shall have, as compensation, an eternal weight of glory there. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17.